Let's read the Word of God today. Let's glorify God. Read the Holy Word of God. 1 Peter 5, 6 through 11. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory for Christ Jesus, by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, might make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Yeah, I just did a study. And I had to tell people the truth. The Word of God says about 30 times in the New Testament that we are to strive to be perfect for God. Now, that doesn't mean you never make a mistake. That doesn't mean you never slip or choose a sin. It means to be complete and mature. And you should not be living in willful sin on and on. The Bible calls us to perfection. Jesus said it in Matthew 5:48. Be ye perfect, for your Father in heaven is perfect. Calling Americans to repentance, seek the perfection found in Jesus Christ alone.